Do you love movies? Do you love TV? Do you love when people give their opinions about your favorite movies and TV shows? Then you'll love Nady and Katie at the Movies.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this brand new and surprise episode of Nady and Katie at the Movies. I'm your host, Nathan, aka Nady, of course. And on this episode, Katie actually is not with me because I went to go see a movie by myself. And I'm actually surprised I went to go see this because if you've listened to the show before, we have mentioned that we are Christians. And I may have mentioned a couple of times that I'm not the biggest fan of Christian movies, mostly because of the acting. But when I saw the trailer for this movie, I was intrigued, and not necessarily because I was like, oh my gosh, I need to go see this. It was mostly because I remember back in the 90s watching the Left Behind movies with Kirk Cameron. And then I actually saw the Left Behind reboot with Nicolas Cage. That's right. I went to the theaters to go see that. And so when I heard they were making another Left Behind movie, I, again, was intrigued. So that's what I went to go see. This movie stars Kevin Sorbo of Hercules fame with his wife, Sam Sorbo, and his son, Braden Sorbo, along with Neil McDonough, Corbin Burnson, and a few other people joining the fun. So this movie takes place 6 months after the vanishings in the first Left Behind movie. This originally, I think, was supposed to be a sequel to the Nicolas Cage Left Behind movies, but everyone in that movie could not get time off, I guess, and had scheduling conflicts. So Kevin Sorbo was like, hey, this movie needs to be made. So he directed and starred in this movie. Now, what I'm about to say is very surprising to myself. I actually enjoyed this movie more than I thought I would. Now, does that mean there weren't moments of cringe? Yes, there were. This movie took aim at current events like COVID, conspiracy theories, politics, politicians. There were jokes about how Nikolai Carpathia, you know, the Antichrist character, was getting so much attention, and they hadn't seen this much attention to someone since Obama. Yeah, I rolled my eyes at that. There was also a joke by the actor who plays the character Buck Williams, who was played by Kirk Cameron in the 90s version. He makes a joke about how he shouldn't be expected to take a vanishing vaccine anytime soon. That made me roll my eyes. So there were moments in this movie that I was like, really? Did you really have to go there? Really? But again, I thought the acting in this movie was better than the 90s, obviously, and the Nicolas Cage Left Behind. But that's not really saying much, but I'm going to give credit to where, you know, I can give credit for these for this movie. And the fact that they did have some substantial actors in it, like I mentioned before, Neil McDonough, who was in Arrow, who was in Wonder Woman, who was in another show that I can't remember the name of, but he did well on that. They had Corbin Burnson, who's known for the Major League movies and Psych. So they had some pretty well-known actors too, at least. And then the rest were people I've never seen before, but they were pretty good. I will say the guy who played Pastor Bruce Barnes in this movie kind of sounded like the guy who played him in the 90s version, which was the actor who recently, not too recently, but recently enough, passed away. He was the actor in Walker, Texas Ranger. He played Pastor Bruce Barnes in the first two movies. So this guy, Charles Andrew Payne, who played him in this movie, kind of sounded like him. I don't know if that's what he was going for. But like I said, this movie surprised me with how much I actually enjoyed it. I will say, on a negative side, that it did tend to drag a little bit. I think it's because I've already seen some of the stuff that they showed in this movie. So I was like, what, you know, show me something new. But I also understood that they, you know, had a story to tell and they wanted to tell some of these aspects that weren't touched in the Nicolas Cage version. Because again, I believe this is supposed to be a sequel to that, even though they totally recast everyone. But once again, the acting was not terrible. Even Kevin Sorbo. I thought Kevin Sorbo was going to be awful because I had seen him in other Christian movies where his acting was, you know, terrible. Obviously, they're hinting at another Left Behind movie because it's based on a series of books. At the end of the movie, they had Kevin Sorbo talk about, you know, the events going on in the world and how we need to be ready and get other people ready. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, that was a pretty cool way to end it. But what I kind of rolled my eyes at was they had Mike Huckabee say a few words randomly at the end. And if you know me, I'm not a big fan of politics either. And so they didn't need to do that. I would recommend this Left Behind Rise of the Antichrist. I don't think it's a bad movie. I enjoyed it. With this surprise episode, I was thinking that I would do more episodes like this, where I would go see a movie and Katie wouldn't necessarily see it, but I would give my short but sweet review of said movie. So some movies coming up soon that I know I will be seeing are Jesus Revolution. I'm seeing that with my beautiful wife. And Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, which I cannot wait to see and give my thoughts on. I'm excited to add, you know, little mini episodes in between our Tuesday episodes. So be on the lookout for those. And to leave you with a little ditty, people get ready. Jesus is coming.
Thanks for listening to Nady and Katie at the Movies. Feel free to leave us a review so people can find the show. Follow us on all our social media platforms. And if there's a movie that you wish for us to watch, you can contact us at nadyandkatie@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.